your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Today, I'm joined with Ron Silver, founder and chief creative officer of Azuka. Many of us know Ron as the chef and owner of the iconic Bubby's in New York City. Ron, it's really great to have you on the show, man.
Thank you, Jeff, so much for inviting me.
So, Ron, you know, before launching Azuka, you opened Bubby's a while ago. I think it was back in 1990. And before we, you know, we talk about what you're doing now, I'd love for you to kind of kick us off and talk to us about, you know, your experience in operating a staple in New York like Bubby's.
Well, that is a wild question. I've been running Bubby's for 30 years. So essentially, it's more than half of my life.
Amazing.
It's been so far an amazing journey to, you know, start off in a certain kind of, you know, late 80s New York City. And, you know, go through this, all of this, you know, crazy growth. You know, we're in Tribeca, so it's, you know, really watching Tribeca grow up around us. And you know, in the meantime, just sort of being a staple in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and I guess also seeing so much happen around you, right? So, like, you know, everything with 9/11 and then, you know, just kind of being there and seeing everything unfold and still being there. It's kind of like a lot of history.
Well, and really just the participation in the community and, but not just participation, like, you know, having people's, you know, people go on their first date and get engaged, get married, come in pregnant, see the baby grow up and have their first job there. And, you know, I've had that happen a lot of times. So it really is sort of being a part of a community that's, you know, it's been not just a rewarding experience would be an understatement.
Totally. I mean, I've had a ton of experiences and, you know, unfortunately I never met you and, but you know, all great stuff and all amazing meals. So, I was excited to have you on the show. So, you know, Ron, you know, obviously running a restaurant is tough and hard. And, you know, I think most people don't realize this, but people who run, you know, operations in, you know, food and beverage really are warriors. And, you know, you've had a really successful run. You continue to be successful. And what was it that, you know, made you kind of do this, you know, what's with the new journey with Azuka and what kind of, you know, problem are you guys trying to solve? So talk to us a little bit about, you know, Azuka and kind of the overarching theme of the company.
Well, Azuka is we have a method of delivering cannabis edibles called thyme infusion, and thyme stands for thermodynamic individual molecular encapsulation. So basically, we have a method of delivering cannabis molecules in an edible that's superior to the other technologies that are out there. And I guess this really the journey that I personally have been on to try to figure out this problem has really presented itself with a lot of interesting solutions that I've been able to understand just through my culinary background and a sort of maybe a dilettantish willingness to really dive into the science of things and read all kinds of textbooks and theses and whatever, you know, interviews were needed to sort of start understanding this science and culinary approach to this problem. And, you know, the main problem with cannabis edibles is that they're not consistent. They don't, when people consume them, they don't kick in the same amount of time. It could take 1 hour one day or 4 hours the next day. and you never really know what's going to happen. And so,
and Ron, that's a huge problem, right? Because we hear so many stories of people where they say, "Yeah, I took one, but you know, I didn't feel it. So then I took another one," and then they're completely on their ass, right? So I feel like your technology that you guys have developed for this whole time, you know, infusion is smart because it really cuts that normal, what is it, 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Sometimes take effect to literally 10, 15 minutes, which is
some people great. 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's incredible. And that'll probably help with a lot of people as they just don't know, right? It takes too long, right? Every product is different. Every product has different levels, and people they're just not mature right now as far as, you know, trying new products to truly understand, you know, how it's going to impact them.
Yeah. I think one of the things you asked what inspired me to get involved with this, with cannabis, and, you know, really probably 7 years ago when the idea of a cannabis industry was starting to formulate, I was in Las Vegas hanging out with some friends who had just launched a sort of cannabis hedge fund. And, you know, I was hanging out there all day, you know, for 6 or 7 hours, just because I had the day free and I was hanging out with friends. And I was very curious about what was going on. And really, you could see all the little aspects that became the cannabis industry, you know, whether it's vape pen technology or real estate plays or growing operations or lights or whatever the different things were. And at the end of the day, I really asked everybody in that office, I think there were probably 7 or 8 people, what the biggest problem in cannabis was. And 100% of them said that figuring out a way to deliver a consistent, low-dose, controllable edible was the number one problem. And so really from day one, I set out to specifically understand that. Mm-hmm. And it's still the biggest problem today. So I feel like we really are in good shape for helping the conversation to be a lot more understandable and real.
Totally. Now, from a process of, let's just say, you know, you're in New York right now. So obviously, you know, in New York State, you know, medical is legal, but recreational is not. But you guys also have a collection of CBD infused sugars and syrups, right?
Yeah.
So that's something I think I read somewhere that you actually have it on the menu.
Well, I did have it on the menu until New York State said that it was forbidden to put CBD with food products, and so we removed it. I think that's going to change again, and the regulation and the process of getting the regulations through in each of the different states, and especially New York, seems to have been mired with all kinds of discussion, which I believe that as we come out of all of this COVID stuff, however long that's going to take, that, you know, that making it easier to sell more is going to be very much on the agenda.
So when you had it on the menu for that period of time, like what was the feedback you got from your customers? Were they surprised and like, "Oh, that's really cool, I want to try it"? Were they like, "Wow, we haven't seen this before"? Like, what was the response?
Well, we really got a few months of a run with that. And the response was, I would say it was really good. I mean, we were selling a lot of it. And I would say that we were selling a couple hundred a week in each restaurant. And a couple hundred units. Whatever. We had a bunch of different ways of selling CBD-infused drinks. And I think the responses ranged from surprised to seeing it on the menu to sort of regular consumers of CBD, happy to see it on a menu and be able to put it in their coffee or whatever. And mm-hmm. I think one of the most interesting things was just the regularity that when people tried it and did have a positive experience, that it was a sort of consistent visit to have it. So repeat customers, I guess, is a big deal.
Ron, you know, we had recently had Joe Hodes from Wana Brands on the show, and I know you guys have a partnership. And so, you know, would love for you to talk about that if you can on the whole Quick Line.
Sure. Well, so first of all, Joe, Wana, we are, as you know, we are partnered up with Wana, and they are just amazing to work with. We love them. They're our first big go-to-market partner. And I would say that in the cannabis industry, you know, who you work with is as important as anything. And those guys have been great. They developed a special line of gummies to put thyme infusion into to offer this quick, Wana Quick brand of gummies. They're delicious, and really we launched right before the shutdown happened. So I think we had our launch party on February 28th. Wow. So we might have had 2 weeks of being out there, and after that, all of the dispensaries went to a curbside service. And so we didn't have the benefit of bud tenders telling everybody about it, but basically whatever our percentage of sales were when the shutdown happened, it really remained steady. And then as soon as things started opening up, people are really seem to be coming back for the Wana Quicks. And then when we're about to launch into a few different states with them, and lots of exciting things going on. We're developing lots of super cool new IP that we're going to, we're developing, and then we're probably going to launch with them. But a lot of that is really groundbreaking stuff, which I can't really talk about right now.
So what can you talk about as far as, Azuka and the future of, let's just say, its potential applications? I know there's probably some, top secret stuff you can't talk about, but maybe some of the things that you can.
Well, I would say that, some of the more, one of the things is that our technology that we're with Wana right now is amazing. And we are working on, and one of the things about it is it's got a very consistent onset and a very consistent offset. So in 2 to 3 hours, you're really done, which is something that a lot of people want, a predictable onset and a predictable offset. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're working on is something that will be a sort of the same quick onset with sort of a more intense high for the smaller amount of edible, and then a quicker offset. And then we're also really working with different people on thinking about, highlighting and delivering different kinds of cannabinoids for different kinds of specific desired effects, whether it's sleep or appetite enhancement or appetite suppressing or nausea. And I think that we'll be able to really come up with very, very specific deliveries on some things like that. And then a lot of people are really trying to deliver a more full, what people call a full entourage, because all of the terpenes and cannabinoids are stripped out of the plant matter when the extraction process to get the oil is, when that process happens, everything's taken out but the THC or the CBD. So we are working on ways to deliver a complete entourage, which there's really nothing like that out there right now. So that would enable people to deliver strain-specific edibles with the same profile as the flowers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff like that.
Now, do you have you guys found that, obviously aside from, the products that you're infusing with some of the mainstream brands, you have your own line of, sugars and syrups and all of that stuff. Are you finding that you're getting a lot of culinary bakers and whatnot coming to you to create products, you know, with, you know, your hemp infused sugar products?
Well, I anticipate that happening down the line, but I think that we're really just getting out there. And, you know, one of the good things about our product is that it really is, it makes R&D easy for companies that want to get into CBD or even THC edibles.
Fantastic. Yeah, I feel like there's been I'd say probably the last couple of months alone, there's just been so much chatter and also a lot of action, at least in the culinary world. You're seeing a lot of, you know, companies also pop up like Pantry, where they're, you know, creating really delicious treats and cookies and desserts, you know, with, you know, both CBD and THC, which are obviously getting people really excited because, you know, THC and food go hand in hand together, right? So I feel like it's
definitely, we might be talking to those guys.
Nice. Yeah, their stuff looks great.
Well, I'm really excited to see high quality brands starting to emerge, and you know, it'll be interesting to watch that balance between medicine and you know, a high quality, tasty, small treat.
Totally. Well, I think you guys are, you know, onto something big here, and definitely, you know, a need in the marketplace. So I think from just a distribution perspective, I think once people really start to get a hold of, you know, how your technology is really helping, you guys are going to, I see really big things happening for you guys. So it's going to be very fun to watch. So, you know, Ron, on the show, we talk a little bit about you and the company, but we also do a couple of quick fire questions, unrelated. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Okay. So I definitely wanted to ask you this just because, you know, obviously with Bubby's, but what is your favorite thing on the menu?
At Bubby's?
Yeah.
Well, at this very, very moment, my favorite thing on the menu is the strawberry rhubarb pie.
Very in season.
Yes. And I look forward to it all winter. And this winter has been especially, I kind of forgot it was spring until I looked outside and wondered why the lights were still on.
In your opinion, what do you think really needs to be modernized in the U.S.?
Wow. I would say the 13th Amendment needs to be modernized in the U.S.
Okay.
And I would say that that really is my answer to that, is that the situation with racism in America and the current thing going on is the thing that needs to be brought up to the 21st century.
Agreed. When was the last time that you slept more than 9 hours?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, my first answer to that might be never.
That would be my answer too.
But my second answer to that is, you know, I had an amazing meditation yesterday, and for some reason I went to bed at 11 and woke up at 7. So that's a solid 8, and that literally is the most sleep I've had in, you know, years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one that's a really interesting one. How would you describe the ocean to a blind person?
I would say it's really wet.
Okay, that's a good one. What are you most excited about this summer?
What am I most excited about this summer? Well, what I'm most excited about this summer is that I just bought a bread, a really high-tech bread oven. So I'm very excited about learning about making bread this summer. Mm. And I'm also excited about some serious technology that we're honing in on with Azuka. So I'm excited about those things.
Awesome. And, you know, last question for you. What was the one thing that you really learned about yourself during quarantine?
Wow, that is a huge question. One thing I learned is that I was by myself and my family was in Pennsylvania. So I learned how much stuff other people do for me.
Right.
And I also realized that I'd never cooked for myself, maybe in my life. And so I sort of learned what it was like to be a chef cooking for myself. And that was a very interesting experience, really. I mean, I kind of invented a whole new cuisine because of it, I think, which is like Bubby's Japanese food.
I love it. You know, it is very interesting. I actually love to cook, and I love to cook for others, but I do feel like when it's just me, I just, you know, I don't want to go through the whole elaborate meal and presentation. Like, I'll do something very simple. But I wonder if that's, like, I think probably as a chef, you probably like to, like, surprise and delight people, right? With not only taste, but also the way it's presented.
I kind of found that I was enjoying doing that same thing for myself. And inevitably, in the long run, I was getting up every – I created a job for myself, which was to make a loaf of bread every single day and give it away to somebody.
Yeah.
And I had never made bread in my life, so that was a job. And then I ended up really cooking this food and trying to make it really, really as nice as possible, but not – I mean that in my own style, which is not too fancy. And then really I ended up having a bunch of Zoom – cooking calls with chefs in Japan and our chef here, and really sort of engaging in this new kind of thinking, and, you know, really seeing a lot come out of it just in people's private homes, having a real substantial conversation with interesting thinking going on. So it was fun.
Good stuff. Well, Ron, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show, and it was great to hear more of what's going on at Azuka. And of course, you know, congrats on all of your success, especially, you know, what a great story with Bubby. So I hope to come by and have a little fried chicken and hang out.
And try some of this new bread. It's amazing.
I love that. All right, Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in, and if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.